Sometimes we have a little problem. It's Daryl's fault. No, I'm just kidding. It's not his fault. We had a lesson this morning on 1 Timothy chapter 3, and talks about pastors and deacons. And boy, man, and Stephen got up and left before I got to the deacon part. That's the truth. They did.
She spent too much time on the pastor.
Well, that's all right. I give him a good, you know. But, you know, they don't have any more qualifications. Read that. Read that today. And they don't have any more qualifications than we do. Read that. And this song says, prepare me to be a sanctuary. You know, that's so true if you think about it. We're supposed to be the temple of our bodies. Are the temple of God, and we're supposed to be there. And I wish I could, wish I knew that I was. As hard as I try is not good enough, because Satan infiltrates. But you know, we need to try harder and harder and harder. And if I've found out, if you study the Word, and you try to study it some every day, then you'll feel more like being the sanctuary. You'll want to be the sanctuary of God, and so. You'll be able to tell whether you're doing what you're supposed to be doing or not if you study the scriptures and you let God use you. And I want to thank God today, and I'm not preaching to you because Brad told me not to, but I want to praise God today for saving my soul. And at a young age, it was hard all them years. It's hard. But I was torn between the world and you know. But I want to thank Him for saving me, because I could be so lost, so deep in sin today. I could be anywhere, anything. I could just be anywhere doing anything. And so I just praise God that He loved me enough that when I called on Him, He saved me. And He made me a sanctuary. Now, whether I'm, you know, pure and holy, tried and true or not, but I am the sanctuary of God, and I thank Him for that. And we need to all try to be that. And let's all work together to be one church united for Jesus Christ. Amen. And Christ came to save sinners. That's a true and trustworthy saying. Am I not correct, Brad? Amen. That's a true and trustworthy saying. So we need to have that in our hearts and our minds and preach that every day. Now, I have said all I'm going to say. And Brad, don't have to preach. And y'all go home when we finish.
Thank you, Lord.
Anything goes wrong, it's bass player's fault.
It wasn't, Daryl. I was only teasing.
It was me, I forgot.
Well, he had this strange look on his face, so I thought it was me. She did get it blank.
I'd like to stay here longer. To be of service.